was at the finish line last year, and I was seeing people coming in, and I was seeing, well, how exhausted they were, but how happy they were. And I just took a notion. I didn't really run before, and I just started running. At the start, I couldn't run a mile without stopping, because I was so, and that's partly why I started too, just to get my fitness up. But I was completely out of breath before I got to a mile. Then I started to get fitter and stronger, and by the time I remember running down past Sainsbury's getting 6 miles, and I was kind of punching the air, and people were looking at me, but they didn't know what I was punching the air about. Just thinking back to how I felt at the half marathon, like I could not wait for the finish line, and it was like 200 yards from where I thought it was originally, and I was like, oh my god, please stop, where is it? And but I got there and I was so proud, but it's double that. Some people say in your mind it's 3 times that. I'm going to be predictable, and it's only the Rocky songs, but the way I've downloaded one in particular, it's kind of cut straight from the film, so Rocky's trainer is kind of shouting, no pain, no pain, and I'm kind of shouting at him myself, like I'm almost pretending I'm Rocky, but him, rather than just a song, it's him shouting, no pain, that kind of keeps me going. I have this vision where I'm kind of shuffling towards the finish line, but I'm hoping my children are going to be there so I can cross the finish line with them, my son Owen, my daughter Laura. That would be a great way to finish it, just to finish it. Like, I can't wait. People keep telling me I'm going to do this again and again, I'm going to want to beat my time. It's not going to happen. It is not. I'm just going to throw myself on the sofa for months and catch up in box sets. It's just, and there's no way I'm doing a marathon again.